But if we're married and you're not hooking yourself up like you used to and you don't cook, you're asking too much. You're taking us for granted. Men appreciate a woman who can put together a meal. Here's good news for you women who can't cook. All of the cooking issues you have in the kitchen can be balanced out if you can really cook in the bedroom. Do men secretly evaluate whether you'll be a good mother, homemaker, and so on? Absolutely. When we're considering whether to get into a committed relationship with you, we're thinking about what our house will be like, whether you'll be a good mother, if you'll be able to handle the finances and make sound decisions. You should be evaluating us in the same fashion. How do you feel about the way a woman keeps her house? Men cannot stand women who are not clean. When our boys come over, do you really think we want to show them a junky house? Are we really going to invite our mothers over to sit on a couch in a nasty living room? I don't think so. How the house looks is a reflection of you. People aren't going to walk in and say, "He sure keeps a dirty house." They're going to say, "She sure keeps a dirty house." No matter how society changes or how many responsibilities men take on in the household, the bottom line is that everyone still expects the woman to turn a house into a home, a clean home. We men are no different. We like it when you put out the candles and the floral arrangements and the china and the silver, and we like to walk into a clean house. Now, if we're both working and you don't have time to keep it up, and I don't want to keep it up, then we need to carve out some cash to get a housekeeper. But the house simply cannot be dirty. Are men looking for specific details like credit when they're considering long-term commitment? Yes, it determines how much we're going to have to work and how much fixing we're going to have to do to provide for you. Now, it may not be a deal breaker, but it could certainly be a factor that men weigh. Would a man follow a woman who has to move because of her career? We'll follow you to a new job if we're secure in our manhood and confident we can still provide for you the way we want and need to. But if we have to lose everything we've worked to build to do it, and there's not evidence that we'll be able to pick up the pieces while you're working your new job, then it's going to be a tough fight. Will men go to counseling? We're only interested in it if it's going to save our ass. If we think we're going to lose you and counseling will keep us together, then we'll go. But if it won't save our ass, we can't see any good reason why we should sit on a couch and talk to a person with a tablet, getting judged for every move we've ever made. How do men feel about surprises? We like them, but please, don't expect the same reaction you would have. We're not going to go to pieces and cry because you brought home a gift or planned a special trip or put together a nice romantic surprise dinner for us. That's, well, not very manly. Do men worry about their woman cheating? For the most part, we don't worry about it to the extent that women do because we know your makeup is different from ours. You're more careful about the mate you choose, and you have higher standards when it comes to deciding who you will sleep with. In our minds, this drastically cuts down the likelihood of our women cheating. This is Mike Hodge. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. What men really think about love, relationships, intimacy, and commitment. Expanded edition. By Steve Harvey with Deneen Miller. This program was produced by John Marshall Media. It was directed by Zane Birdwell and engineered by Terrell Harrell. Executive producer, Katie Ostroka. Text copyright 2009-2014 by Steve Harvey. Production copyright 2015 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.